Chapter 6, HPT Team Building. The secret of a successful holistic health and fitness H2F program is building the H2F Performance Team, HPT, around a shared vision and goal. The preface to Field Manual FM7-22, Holistic Health and Fitness, clearly spells out the purpose of the H2F system. The H2F system aims to build physical lethality and mental toughness to win quickly and return home healthy. Program directors, PDs, should ensure team building is part of their internal battle rhythm to achieve that purpose. The Center for Army Lessons Learned Call Handbook, titled Building Cohesive Teams, available digitally, in print, and as an audiobook, discusses team building in detail, including leader and team member responsibilities. Team building, ensuring interdisciplinary integration. Each HPT is comprised of practitioners in various disciplines who work together in a collaborative way to deliver the highest quality services for soldiers in their respective brigades, BDEs. To do so, each practitioner on an HPT should provide a capability brief to their teammates. Providing a brief on one's background, education, applied experience, and areas of expertise allows each team member to gain insight into a subject matter expert's, SME's, skill set and how to best leverage their unique skill set. This exchange of individual information increases confidence in teammates' abilities and trust in their unique talents. There will often be some overlap in capabilities, providing an opportunity to share responsibilities. For example, occupational therapists, OTs, and cognitive performance specialists, CPSs, can leverage each other's capabilities to provide services in the mental readiness and sleep readiness domains based on each other's strengths, interests, and expertise. Or physical therapists, PTs, can work with athletic trainers, ATs, as part of an effective injury control team. It is paramount that practitioners do not believe that they own any individual domain, and they do not cause conflict with other practitioners. The H2F system supports the SMEs and HPTs to respect each other and find unique and creative ways for interdisciplinary collaboration, all for the benefit of the soldiers and BDE leadership. Providing periodic capabilities briefs when there is a change in personnel helps to ensure continuity and cohesion with new team members, contractors, Army civilian professionals, ACPs, and Army personnel. In addition to providing internal capabilities briefs to H2F teammates, Center for Initial Military Training, CIMT, recommends that the SMEs provide external briefs to BDE and BN leadership. This enhances BDE leadership's awareness that H2F is a resource they own, staffed with expert practitioners who help to achieve unit goals and objectives, such as preventing musculoskeletal injuries, MSKI, facilitating transitions back to active duty, and improving soldier mental readiness and performance. Providing capabilities briefs fosters quality interpersonal interactions, strengthens cross-collaborative teamwork, and avoids operating apart from everyone else. Most importantly, leveraging the skills and abilities of the entire HPT best addresses the wants and needs of soldiers and BDE leadership. Team building. We are in this together. Team building is turning a group of individual contributing employees into a cohesive team with a shared goal. It is a group of people organized to work together to meet the needs of their customers. For HPTs and soldiers, the customer is the American public, who rely on the United States Army to be an effective team that accomplishes its mission. Current research in team building indicates that a critical component of team cohesion and higher-level team performance is the level of psychological safety within the team. Psychological safety is defined as having the confidence to take risks, knowing your leadership and your team support you in trying new things, potentially failing, and generally showing vulnerability. Edmondson, Amy C. Teaming: How Organizations Learn, Innovate, and Compete in the Knowledge Economy. Josie Bass, 2012. My biggest concern as a leader is that I will allow the best idea in the room to go unexpressed because someone did not feel comfortable enough to express it. Stephanie C. Hill, VP and GM Lockheed Martin, 2014, Scientific American Magazine. Having the confidence that you can safely take risks within a group provides a myriad of benefits for individuals and teams in the following ways. Encourages speaking up. Enables clarity of thought. Supports productive conflict. Mitigates failure. Promotes innovation. Removes obstacles to pursuing goals. Increases accountability. A lack of psychological safety can lead to teams that have the following traits and characteristics that drive down cohesion, team unity, and performance. Static thinking. Lack of creativity and idea generation. Lack of communication and collaboration. Judgment and criticism of teammates. Lack of individual expressiveness. Lack of candor. Psychological safety is a crucial ingredient to enhanced communication and higher-level performance. HPTs must work together as a cohesive unit to perform at peak levels for soldiers. No individual practitioner can do it alone. It takes a unified, holistic, psychologically safe team to provide elite performance, fitness, and wellness services. A good example is the HPT at Fort Polk, Louisiana, which regularly implements team-building activities that promote psychological safety, mutual trust, and an open exchange of thoughts and perspectives. Team-building toolbox. An excellent way for HPTs to enhance team unity and cohesion is to create a team-building toolbox. The H2F Integration Team, HIT, has a library of team-building and psychological safety exercises available.